You're listening to SBS News.
They've long been known for their pristine beaches and unmatched hospitality, and now Pacific Island nations can claim another title, some of the most successful countries in the world at keeping the coronavirus from getting into their communities. Island nations and territories like Kiribati, Palau and Tonga are believed to still be completely virus-free. Others like Vanuatu, Fiji and Samoa have recorded some cases but none via community transmission. While it's true Pacific countries have largely avoided the health impacts of this pandemic, economically they've suffered. Dr. Stuart Minchin is the Director General of the Pacific Community, the largest scientific and technical international organisation in the Pacific. He says that's why the procurement and rollout of a COVID-19 vaccine is now top of the agenda across the region.
This region has felt the impact of COVID, perhaps not as acutely as a health crisis, but very acutely in terms of the impact on their economies and anything, I think, that the population can do to facilitate the opening up of travel and opportunities to rebuild economies is going to be welcomed both by the governments and by the people themselves.
Dr. Minchin says with so much of the region reliant on international tourism, the vaccine will be vital in reopening the borders and kick-starting the economy.
There's very strong interest in, of course, as quickly as possible, allowing travel to occur again so that people's livelihoods can get back to earning money from tourism. So the vaccine is going to be critical for the region.
So how is Australia planning on supporting its closest neighbours? The federal government has committed $500 million to advance purchases of COVID-19 vaccines to help countries in Southeast Asia and the Pacific. $200 million of that will specifically be allocated to the Pacific, including Fiji, Kiribati, Nauru, Papua New Guinea, Samoa, Solomon Islands, Tonga, Tuvalu and Vanuatu, all nations not covered by US Compact state agreements and that aren't New Zealand realm states or French territories. The government has also dedicated an extra $80 million to the International COVAX Initiative, which aims to secure rapid and fair access to vaccines for developing nations such as those in the Pacific. Australia's Minister for International Development and the Pacific, Senator Zed Seselja, says the funding won't just be about securing doses, but about providing technical and logistical support to local health authorities too.
So we want to do more than just help with the procurement of the vaccines themselves. We want to give end-to-end support to make sure that not only can they get access to safe and effective vaccines, but they can be, of course, administered to their populations.
As to when that would begin, Senator Seselja says that's not yet finalised, but says he expects doses via the COVAX initiative would arrive first, around the end of March.
COVAX will be the first, so we're hopeful and it's anticipated that sometime at the back end of March we would see some rollout, and that would be around about 20% of the population as that rolls out.
Procuring enough doses for the rest of the population will then fall in Australia's hands. Senator Seselja says there are several ways the government might go about organising these.
It may well be the case that a surplus of vaccines here is able to be used in the Pacific, or it might be the case that we procure them through other means.
The government is also planning to support each nation on a country-by-country basis, with funding allocated proportional to population size. Fijian Health Minister Dr. Ifirema Wanganabete told SBS News Australia has been very supportive during the pandemic so far.
We've been in continued discussions with them. We understand that Australia is procuring well and above the needs of their population, but they've indicated to us that they're willing to support us, in terms of being able to access vaccines, whether through financial support or using whatever mechanism they have.
One of the biggest challenges Pacific nations like Fiji face is their geography. Isolated islands and rough mountainous terrain mean providing health services can be complex and difficult. Dr. Wanganabete says this will mean logistical planning and support will be vital.
We're a nation that's geographically challenged because we have islands, but we also have quite a lot of islands. We have about 100 inhabited islands.
It means using certain vaccines, including the Pfizer-BioNTech candidate, which is required to be held at minus 70 degrees Celsius in cold chain storage, would not be an option. Dr. Minchin explains.
Countries are very keen to have it as soon as we can, but also are aware that there's a huge logistical exercise getting the vaccine into play in the region. You know, the Pfizer vaccine requires very deep refrigeration, which is not a practical outcome for many of the countries in the region.
In some Pacific nations, the rollout is already underway, like the US Pacific territories of Guam and American Samoa, and the freely associated states of Micronesia and Palau via the US government's Operation Warp Speed. French colonies like New Caledonia and French Polynesia have also received their first doses through procurement by the French government. Esther Munya runs the Commonwealth Healthcare Corporation on the Northern Mariana Islands, known as the CNMI, an American territory. She's been overseeing the rollout there since it began in December on the main island of Saipan.
That went really smoothly. You know, we had the ultra cold chain freezers to ensure that we had a mixture of Pfizer and Moderna. We asked the government, the US government, if they could directly deliver to the island of Tinian and Rota, which is the other two islands in the Northern Mariana Islands that are populated. And when they couldn't do that, we decided that the Moderna, which is easier to transport, the vaccine to transport, we decided to target to put that for their purpose.
Ms. Munya says they've been successfully vaccinating around 400 people per day, and to date, they've immunised 10% of the population. But she says doses are being delivered randomly and in small batches rather than in bulk, making it difficult to know when the next allocation will come.
You know, I describe this as, you know, you're landing an airplane and you don't see the entire runway. And what we're seeing is that, you know, here we are, we want to vaccinate everyone so that we can, you know, basically say, okay, how we're going to do this, making sure that we have the mass vaccination done. Unfortunately, that did not happen. You know, the amount is not enough. And, you know, and this is kind of the challenge we have as health officials, is that we want to vaccinate people, but we also need to make sure that it's equitable.
But for some countries in the Pacific, even after procurement and distribution is achieved, there's still the challenge of convincing the population it's safe. Professor Colin Tukuitonga, a public health expert from the University of Auckland, says he believes the vast majority of residents will be eager.
The Pacific Islands, as small as they are, they have had pretty good immunisation coverage for the vaccines on the schedule. In other words, broadly speaking, immunisation, vaccination have been accepted by the communities. And one would hope that that augurs well for accepting of COVID-19 vaccine.
Professor Tukuitonga says hard lessons around vaccination were learned after the devastating measles outbreak that hit Samoa in 2019. Nearly 6,000 Samoans contracted the disease and 83 people died, most of whom were young children. The cause of the outbreak was attributed to decreased vaccination rates in the country. Mr. Tukuitonga says he believes the shock of that epidemic prompted Pacific Island governments to take COVID-19 seriously early.
And a lot of that, I think, is attributed to this bitter and terrible experience with measles in Samoa, and people realizing, of course, that you've got to keep your vaccination coverage up in order to reduce the risk of those kinds of outbreaks. So I think the measles epidemic in Samoa had a profound impact on the way small island nations reacted to COVID-19.
He says this time around, there will likely be a high level of vaccine acceptance. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Amelia Dunn, SBS News.